This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Local police say Taliban fighters took control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. Police in Kunduz said the fighting around the Imam Sahib district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of police headquarters. They were within a kilometer of the provincial capital. Dozens of districts have fallen to the Taliban since May 1st, when U.S. and NATO troops began their final departure from Afghanistan. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Sung Kim met with South Korean Unification Minister Lee In-young on Tuesday to discuss the North Korean nuclear issue and find a way to resume suspended dialogues between the nations. Kim said on Monday that the U.S. is hoping to receive a response from North Korea for the U.S. proposal for the meeting. Lee urged North Korea to respond to the proposal, stating now was a good opportunity to reopen the discussions. Kim is on his fourth day of the visit to Seoul and is scheduled to meet other South Korean government officials. COVID-19 deaths in the United States have dipped below 300 a day for the first time since the early days of the disaster in March of 2020, while the drive to put shots in arms hit another encouraging milestone on Monday. That's 150 million Americans fully vaccinated. The coronavirus was the third leading cause of death in the U.S. in 2020. That's behind heart disease and cancer, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.